BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Europe's most wanted terrorist suspect, Anis Amri, has been shot dead in Italy. The radical Islamist smashed through a Berlin Christmas market in a hijacked lorry on Monday, killing 12 people. His life ended in a shootout in a Milan suburb when he was stopped for a routine identity check. Police officers returned fire when he pulled a gun. Chancellor Merkel has asked for a detailed analysis of the case and has promised new security measures. Some news just in. The United Nations Security Council has passed a resolution demanding a halt to Israeli settlement building on occupied Palestinian land. The vote passed after the United States abstained. It normally vetoes such resolutions. Earlier, Israel's ambassador to the UN said it was a shameful move, and he urged the US to stand by Israel and veto such a resolution. 10 men serving prison sentences in Chile for human rights abuses they committed during the rule of General Pinochet have asked for forgiveness at a special Christmas mass held inside their jail. Relatives of victims of the Pinochet era dismissed the move as a cynical, empty gesture. Donald Trump has been talking about his controversial tweet on strengthening U.S. nuclear forces. The president-elect told a U.S. TV channel, "Let it be an arms race." Mr. Trump's spokesman said he would not allow other countries to boost their nuclear capability without responding in kind. President Putin has told President Assad that following the fall of Aleppo, there should be renewed focus on getting an agreement to resolve the Syrian crisis. But there's been little let-up in the fighting. The hijacking of a Libyan plane to Malta has ended peacefully. The two men who seized control of the aircraft freed those on board and surrendered to the authorities. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has imposed a 10-year ban on the Russian athletics coach who used to train Yulia Stepanova, the middle-distance runner who exposed Russia's state-run doping scandal. The court in Zurich said Vladimir Mokhniev had violated the sport's rules on possessing banned substances.